be.
Let me tell you, let me, offer how we look at this. There's a set pool, right? There's a set pool of dollars, which we can call dollars A, and a set pool of applicants, which we could call set one. All we're doing is changing the schedule, right? We're not adding anybody to the pool, nor are we spending any more money that's envisioned. This program was initiated when we were not at war. The result is that today, young men and women are offering to provide service to our country, and as a result, when they come back, they're penalized because of the schedule in which they would be available for those grants. Not an additional person, not an additional dollar. It is a set number. It's only changing the schedule for which they would be eligible, and the only thing that makes them ineligible is their service to their country and to us. And so all we're saying in terms of fairness and in terms of cost, is that they do not take when they are in the Army. We know that, because they're not available. They're not here. They don't apply. But when they come back, that they should remain and retain that eligibility, and it's simply rescheduling their eligibility for within 2 years from when they leave service up to the age of 28. It's simply rescheduling. It doesn't add a dollar. It doesn't add a person. We have envisioned the set of high school graduates is finite each and every year, and we fund for that.
So, Senator Zia, you are eloquent as ever, and you're on to the fairness issue. I guess what I'm struggling with, and I'll give my recommendation and with all the due good consideration of the fairness issue, that the consultants on both sides of the aisle, I think finance agrees that there's a cost pressure, even though that cohort of young people graduating from high school should be eligible and should be eligible, as your bill states, after they get out of the military. The issue is, on so many other bills that we've sent to suspense, if it creates a new opportunity for uptake on the budget or pressure on the budget, then we have to, it triggers to suspense. That's sort of the way they're looking at it.
Well, I understand that, except just the facts don't support that, is that this is more a myth or a construction. There is, you could, if to the extent that you can argue that there's a cost pressure, you have to then acknowledge there's a cost relief. And when those high school graduates choose armed service, they bring relief on a budget item that we had agreed that we were going to spend. They bring relief to that. And so we are simply rescheduling their eligibility, for which then that relief that they get granted in 2002, when they come back in 04, and they, within the 2 years, wish to apply, then it comes back, and as a result, that same person, not asking for additional dollars, neutralizes that, and there is no actual or real cost pressure on our budget.
Mr. Chair.
It's just straight math, I'm sorry.
If we do actually implement this in 2009-10, in that graduates who from high school who are applying to the armed forces and going into the armed forces are applying, then we're putting their awards on reserve, essentially, until they are released, then it's true that that would be no additional cost, of course, until we're talking two or more years down the road. So I'd just like to concede that.
Well, it appears to me, though, that there is a cost pressure, Senator Sotillo, just as much as I would like to say there wasn't. It makes eligible a group of people for the grants, and that isn't eligible today, and as much as I would want them to be eligible, and it should have been taken care of aforethought.
Well, that's the whole point of my bill, though, because it only makes those eligible. It doesn't make anybody new eligible. It just changes the schedule for which we acknowledge that eligibility.
Right. But without your bill, they can't access the Cal Grants today.
Correct.
And that's the fundamental issue. What the bill enables them to access the funds where they couldn't do so in the status quo of the previous legislation. So that's where I would recommend that it go to suspense and work valiantly with you and hard with you to get it off suspense.
But that's the whole point of the bill, is to bring congruence to the fact that when this bill was written, and when this circumstance was created, we were not at war. And so we set a certain amount, right? Every high school graduate is eligible. And so the take on the awards available is reduced by their service to our country. So they have brought a relief to the budget. And now all we're doing is recognizing that and saying when they return that they are eligible for that relief that they have brought to our budget. We are rescheduling it acknowledging that we are at war now, they have provided a service to our country, and there is no additional dollar that we are giving.
It's similar in an argument that I've heard on other bills, where on the one hand, the money you earmark in the bill costs something to the budget, that it's offset later by cost avoidance. This is sort of reverse.
This is not cost avoidance, though. I think all my bills meet that criteria, but this is one that that is really unique, with all due respect, sir. The other argument I profoundly believe in, that the cost avoidance is an important criteria, but I'm not arguing cost avoidance here, but simply arguing the rescheduling does not add pressure because it has to be balanced with the relief that their service to our country provides.
Senator Kuehl.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Senator Cedillo. I think that obviously it's going to suspense because you say it's going to suspense, mm-hmm. and we're all going to say, okay.
Yeah.
But while it's on suspense, if there's any lack of clarity in the bill about what it means, let's make the language of the bill conform to the idea of the bill so that we make certain that's what it is.
Perhaps that's
these
all
are
needed
young
once
people who are qualified. Instead
that.
Of taking their Cal Grant this year, they go into the service. When they come out of the service, they take their Cal Grant. If the schools are saying or the awards makers are saying, well, then we'll call it reserving their award, then, you know, let's see what we can do for it, but not punish them because they chose to go, you know, serve the country instead of taking their Cal Grant right away.
That would be a good way to do it.
The question then becomes whether or not that someone else moved into that vacuum that was created by a person being in the military. So did it create a contingent liability that is different than if they had taken it right out of, you know, right out of school? And I kind of get the sense that it doesn't.
Still the same number of people. It's just that somebody in 2010 would not get their Cal Grant because this person in the military.
Unless someone had filled that vacuum that was created by their going into the military.
Well, the author's made some excellent points, and I believe the discussion's been helpful. I think there are ways we can clarify it in suspense so it doesn't have that kind of a cost pressure impact and see it off suspense. So,
thank you for consideration.
With that, we'll work it. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that brings us to, are you going to do 1388 first?
I'll do the Leno bill first.
All right. Mr. Chairman, that would be AB 2597 by Mr. Leno.
Move the bill.
Claims bill, urge approval.
Do we have any in favor? Witnesses in favor?
Gary Longholm on behalf of the Victim Compensation Government Claims Board. We're the sponsor of the bill.
All right, any opposition? Department of Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support this equity claims bill.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Kuehl, I believe, has moved this bill, and so would you like to close?
Urging I vote. Thank you.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Jolickson?
Aye.
Jolickson, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Onistat, Ashburn?
Yes.
Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Ridley Thomas? Runner? Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Weiland? Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 10-0 is out.
What's the bill's out. CGC?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the next bill is SB 1388, sir.
Thank you. This is a candidate for suspense. It would be fee supported in out years in terms of the ignition interlock device. There's some startup costs. We think that we can deal with that and get the startup costs also covered by fees. That's it. If you have any questions,
Mr. Chairman, do you have any witnesses in favor? Any witnesses in opposition? Any members of the committee have any questions? Department of Finance.
A no file, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a okay? This is off to suspense.
Off to suspense.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
And this, Mr. Chairman, this meeting is now adjourned, sir.
And off to a late lunch for everybody here. Thanks for everybody's endurance.